Okay, picture this. You're in a courtroom, right? And it's this big battle, like a legal battle over some new AI tech. And by the time, the judge makes a decision, the tech is already like obsolete. You know what I mean? That's the kind of problem we could be facing more and more as AI just gets bigger and bigger in all parts of our
It
lives.
really is a challenge. The legal world is all about precedent, carefully made decisions. And now it's got to deal with this field that's constantly changing, like at warp speed.
Yeah, it's crazy. And that's actually what we're looking at today. We have this article from the American Arbitration Association, and it makes a really good case for why mediation is becoming like the way to handle these legal fights in the AI world.
Yeah, and it's not just about speed either, although that is a big thruster. Mediation brings in people with special expertise, expertise that you don't always find in a normal court. You need someone who really gets algorithms and data sets, like the core of these AI systems, to really understand what the fight is about.
That makes total sense. I mean, you wouldn't want a judge who's still figuring out how to use their phone, trying to decide a case about some complex machine learning algorithm, right?
Exactly. And then there's the whole thing about precedent, or really the lack of precedent. AI law is so new, there's just not much history to go on. So in a traditional court, you don't really know how things will turn out, and one ruling could have all these weird effects later on.
So you're saying that mediation gives you more control, more ability to come up with solutions that really fit the situation.
Yeah, that's a big plus. The people involved can work together to find a solution that deals with their specific issues, instead of having some solution forced on them by a court that might not even fully understand the tech.
Right. And being able to create these custom solutions becomes even more important when you think about how fast AI is developing. I mean, a legal battle that drags on for years could be completely pointless by the time a decision is made. The technology they're fighting over could be ancient history.
Exactly. It's like a company could win a lawsuit about using some AI, but then that AI is already out of date, like two generations behind. You win the battle, but lose the war.
I see what you mean. So, okay, we've talked about how mediation has some real advantages for these AI disputes, but let's get specific. What kind of real-world conflicts are we actually talking about here?
Well, we're seeing fights pop up in a bunch of areas. One of the biggest is intellectual property. Think about those large language models that can write text, or those AI image generators everyone's using. They need tons and tons of data to learn. And there are claims that some of them are using copyrighted stuff without permission. So now you have all these lawsuits from writers and artists and other copyright holders.
It's like the Wild West out there, but with algorithms and data sets instead of cowboys.
It's a good analogy. And it's not just intellectual property either. We're also seeing lawsuits about consumer and privacy protection, with people claiming that some AI tools are scraping data from the internet without asking.
Now, for anyone who might not know, scraping basically means taking data from websites, often without permission. And that can be a real problem, especially when you're talking about personal data.
Exactly. And then you have this whole issue of AI hallucinations, which is what they call it when these systems make up information or give you totally wrong info.
Okay, this is where it gets interesting. It's not just about data privacy or copyright anymore. It's about the potential for AI to create content that's misleading or even harmful.
Right. Imagine a financial AI that gives you bad investment advice and you lose a lot of money, or a medical AI that gets your diagnosis wrong and it puts your health at risk. We're just starting to figure out the legal side of these hallucinations.
It does seem like the law is trying to catch up with how fast AI is developing. But it's not all bad news, right? The article doesn't say that every AI fight has to end up in court.
No, not at all. While some conflicts might need arbitration or a traditional lawsuit, mediation is still the best first option. It's like trying to work things out before you start throwing punches.
It's a more cooperative way to handle it, and a lot of times it can be much more efficient, especially in a field like AI that's always changing so fast.
Exactly. And to see why that is, let's look at some real examples of how mediation is already being used to settle these AI-related disputes. You might be surprised at the different kinds of conflicts that are being resolved this way.
Okay, let's get into it. So we talked about these big categories of AI disputes, but can you give like a real-world example of how mediation could actually work?
Sure. Let's say there's this company, right, and they developed this medical diagnosis tool. It uses AI, and it's really promising. It could help doctors find diseases earlier and be more accurate, but there's a problem. They trained their AI model on this huge data set of patient medical records, but they didn't get permission from all the
Oh,
patients.
so now we've got a privacy issue.
Exactly. And now all those patients are joined together. In a class action lawsuit, if they went to a regular court, this could go on for years and cost both sides a ton of money in legal fees. But imagine if they took this to mediation instead.
Okay, I'm listening. What would that look like?
So the mediator, and this is important, the mediator would ideally be someone who knows about AI and healthcare law. They would work with the company and the patients to find a solution that acknowledges the harm that was done, but also allows the company to maybe keep using its AI tool. But in a way, that's ethical and legal.
I see. So what kind of solutions could come out of something like that?
What could be things like financial compensation for the patients who were affected? Or changes to how the company handles data privacy? Maybe they have to get explicit consent to use data in the future. Or even destroy the data they got improperly.
So it sounds like there's a lot more flexibility with mediation.
Exactly. You're not just stuck with whatever a judge decides. And the good stuff about mediation goes beyond just settling lawsuits. You can also use it to stop disputes from happening in the first place.
Now, that's interesting. How would that work?
Let's say two companies are working together on some AI project. Before they even start, they could bring in a mediator to help them set up clear rules about data sharing and who owns the intellectual property and how they'll handle any ethical issues that come up.
So they're like setting up a legal and ethical framework right from the beginning.
Exactly. You're anticipating problems and dealing with them head on, which can save everyone a lot of time and money and stress down the road.
This really shows how mediation isn't just about fixing fights that are already happening. It's about creating a space for more collaboration and transparency in the AI world. It's about building trust.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that AI development, it shouldn't happen in this like legal bubble.
We need ways to make sure it's done responsibly and ethically. And it seems like mediation is playing a key role in making that happen.
Totally. Now, all of this brings us to the mediator themselves, because AI disputes can get really technical. Finding a mediator with the right expertise is super important.
So you're saying we need someone who really gets AI, not just any mediator.
Exactly. They need to understand all that stuff. Algorithms, data sets, machine learning, all that jargon. They have to be able to explain the tech world to the legal world and vice versa. Make sure everyone understands each other.
And on top of the technical stuff, they need to be good at resolving conflicts too, right? Being able to connect with everyone involved and guide them towards a solution they can all agree on.
Absolutely. Remember, mediation is about finding that common ground, reaching a solution everyone can live with. And that can be really hard in these big AI disputes where things get emotional.
For sure. So for our listener, if you ever find yourself in an AI conflict, remember that the right mediator can make a huge difference. But let's change gears a bit. The article also talks about this idea of using AI as a tool for mediation itself.
Yeah, that's a pretty wild idea. What if we could use AI to help us mediate these really complex conflicts?
AI mediating AI disputes, that's almost meta.
Right, but think about it. AI could look at tons of data about a dispute, find the main issues, and even suggest solutions. Solutions that humans might miss. It'd be like a super mediator processing information and finding compromises super fast.
That's amazing. But wouldn't there be worries about bias? Like if the AI mediator learns from biased data, wouldn't it just make those biases worse in the mediation?
That's a good point, and something we'd have to be careful about. Making AI systems that are truly fair and can mediate fairly, that's still a big challenge.
So it's not a perfect solution.
Not at all. But it is an exciting possibility. It shows how AI isn't just the cause of legal problems. It could be part of the solution too. And that brings us to another thing. As AI keeps getting better, we're going to see more of these legal and ethical challenges.
It feels like we're entering this whole new era of law and governance. We need to rethink how we solve disputes and manage risk.
You got it. And that means we got to be proactive about these challenges.
Okay, what kind of proactive steps are we talking about?
Well, first, we need to teach lawyers, judges, policymakers about AI and how it could impact society. It's about making sure our legal system can keep up with how fast this tech is changing.
So we're building this legal and ethical framework that can evolve with AI as it gets more powerful.
Exactly. We need clear rules and standards for developing and using AI responsibly. Yeah. And this needs everyone to work together. Governments, industry leaders, researchers, legal experts.
That's a huge job, but it sounds crucial if we want to use AI for good and avoid the risks. But all this leads to a bigger question. Who gets to decide what those rules and standards should be?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's one we'll be arguing about for a long time. It's not just about legal precedents. It's about what we value as a society. What do we think are okay uses of AI? Where do we draw the line?
Those are tough questions, and there aren't any easy answers. But it seems like the conversation needs to go beyond just the law. We need to talk about ethics and philosophy, too.
Totally. The future of AI comes down to what kind of world we want to create, mm-hmm. what kind of future we want.
Wow, that's powerful.
And it brings us back to mediation. It's not just about ending fights. It's about bringing people together, talking things out, finding ways to navigate this new world in a way that benefits everyone.
It's about making sure AI serves humanity, not the other way around.
Wow.
Wow, we've really covered a lot in this deep dive, from, you know, the challenges of actually taking AI to court, to even like the idea of AI being used to help mediate those disputes.
It has been fascinating, that's for sure. This whole area where AI and law meet, it's uncharted territory, full of complicated questions, but also a lot of possibilities.
It does feel like we're just getting started, like scratching the surface.
We are, and that's what makes it so interesting. As AI keeps developing, we're definitely going to run into even more of these new legal and ethical dilemmas.
Okay, so for our listener, thinking about the future, what are some of the big takeaways here as AI just becomes more and more a part of our lives?
Well, one of the key things is that AI develops so fast. We need a legal system that can keep up with that speed, those traditional lawsuits. With everything taking so long and relying on old cases, they might not be the best way to deal with AI disputes.
We've talked about mediation as a good alternative, but it sounds like we need to do more than just change how we settle disputes. Like, we need to change how we think about AI when it comes to law and ethics.
You got it. We can't just react to AI conflicts after they happen. We got to be proactive. Think about how to shape AI from the start in a way that matches our values.
It's like what we were talking about before, having clear guidelines and standards for developing AI responsibly. But who decides what those guidelines should be?
That is the question, isn't it? And it's one we'll be wrestling with for a while. It goes beyond just legal experts, you know. It's about what we as society think is important. We need to bring in people from all sorts of fields. Legal experts, ethicists, tech people, policymakers, the public. Everyone needs to have a say in what the future of AI looks like.
It sounds like a big shift in how we think about tech and law and society as a whole.
Exactly. AI isn't just another gadget. It can really change our world. And we need to be ready to handle that change in a smart and responsible way.
So for our listener, who's been with us this whole time, what's the most important thing you want them to remember?
I think it's this. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we're creating right now. With every decision we make, every law we pass, every conversation we have.
It's like AI isn't some separate force out there. It's a reflection of us, you know?
Exactly. And as we keep exploring AI, let's not forget that the most important questions aren't just what AI can do, but what it should do.
And those are questions we all need to keep asking, together and carefully, because what we decide really matters for the future.
It's been great talking about all this with you.
Same here. And to our listener, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into AI and the law. We hope it got you thinking about the role of AI in our world. Until next time.